everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by ShamanSpiritCenter.com and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today, I wanted to talk to you about narcissists and intimacy. This is an issue that most people deal with when they are dealing with narcissistic people, so I thought we could address it on the show today. When people hear the word intimacy, many people think of physical intimacy like sex. That is a type of intimacy, but it is not the only kind or even the most important kind. Intimacy is sharing yourself with the other person and the other person sharing themselves with you. Physical intimacy falls into this category, of course, but sharing our bodies is not the only way we share ourselves with others. The problem for those dealing with pathologically narcissistic people is that often this is the only kind of sharing that there is. If the narcissist is someone in your family, then for all intents and purposes, there may be no intimacy in the relationship at all. This can be very painful. Humans desire intimacy and connections with others, so when intimacy is lacking in relationships of any kind, people can feel very lonely and unfulfilled. In romantic relationships with narcissistic people, physical intimacy can become very important. We often hear how great narcissists are in bed or how their partners become addicted to sex with them. And maybe that's true. Or maybe physical intimacy with narcissists becomes so important to their partner because that's the only kind of intimacy that there is. It can feel like true intimacy in the moment, and people often mistake it for true closeness and true intimacy. But sex is not the source of intimacy in a relationship. It's an expression of it. Some narcissistic people may even withhold that as well, leaving their partner in a completely barren relationship. Intimacy is sharing yourself with another person, allowing them to see the real you, who you really are. It's no surprise at all, then, that pathologically narcissistic people find this difficult, to put it lightly. Indeed, many of them are pathologically phobic of almost all types of intimacy, and that makes sense. With as much as they're hiding, with as much shame as they're operating under, with as many identity issues as they have, the idea of sharing who they really are with someone else would have to be terrifying. And that's even if they know who that is and could even do so. To pathologically narcissistic people, true emotional intimacy would feel like an invasion and exposure. It would feel dangerous and threatening. Remember, narcissists believe a person must be perfect in order to be valuable, in order to be worth anything, and that includes themselves. So are they really going to be able to willingly and safely share their fears, their flaws, their vulnerabilities when they've spent their entire lives hiding these things, even from themselves? When they believe the revelation of these things destroys any value they may actually have as a human being? These are people who can't even admit they left the door unlocked or bought the wrong kind of cereal. Pathologically narcissistic people have spent their entire lives avoiding, denying, and hiding from who they believe they really are. Because of this, they don't know or trust themselves any more than they know or trust anybody else. If you cannot know yourself, you cannot accept yourself. If you cannot accept yourself, you can't believe others accept you. If you can't believe others accept you, you can't trust them. If you cannot trust them, you cannot share yourself. Without sharing, there's no intimacy. Without intimacy, there's no real love. It all starts in the same place. If you do somehow get a glimpse at a narcissist's true vulnerability, or if you discover it and bring it up, the shame and the terror they feel for showing that to you often results in a vicious backlash. They may rage, disappear, go cold and hateful, accuse you of tricking them into telling you, accuse you of only caring or listening so that you can use it against them. They may use your own vulnerabilities against you, or any number of other things designed to defend against the shame and the rejection they feel is coming for revealing themselves as not being perfect. Relationships with pathologically narcissistic people can feel intimate, at least at first. It can feel as though you found your soulmate, the person who truly and fully gets you. However, over time, you realize that this person has no actual interest in getting to know the real you and absolutely zero interest in letting you know the real them. They reflect yourself, your feelings, and your interests back to you. They do not show you themselves. They don't know you, and you do not know them. This revelation is often very shocking for people, and it can be very traumatic. The person you believe you've been sharing yourself with for years has no insight into your character or personality at all, and they don't care to have any. Worse, who you thought they were is not real either. There's no connection at all. This happens in part because narcissistic people idealize others. They don't get to know a person for who they actually are. Everyone idealizes a new relationship to some extent, but most people are able to see reality. They may ignore it for a time or try to rationalize it, but they can see it. And their idealized feelings or opinions will become more realistic over time as they get to know the person through experience, exploration, and intimacy. Pathologically narcissistic people do not seem to be able to do that. They dismiss things that happen which don't fall into line with their narrative, and there is no intimacy. Therefore, they don't get to know the real you. They don't even really see you. You exist as a two-dimensional representation of their own feelings, not as a complex human being in your own right. When you are seen as good, you can do no wrong. When you are seen as bad, you can do nothing right. This is not realistic or fair, but it's how it is. Many people are endlessly frustrated with the lack of intimacy in their relationships with pathologically narcissistic persons. Intimacy creates a feeling of connection and of bonding. It makes us feel seen, heard, and known. It makes us feel loved. In relationships of any kind with narcissistic people, there is no true sharing. There is no true bonding. There is no true understanding and knowing of the other person. There's no honesty, no stability, and no trust. There can therefore be no intimacy and no real love. Intimacy, true intimacy, comes from knowing and fully accepting somebody. In this, of all things, narcissists will forever fall short. They can't even accept themselves, and accepting yourself is how you create true intimacy. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via Skype, via Messenger, via text, via email, any old way. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the appointments tab to go ahead and do that. I do workshops a few times a month. Right now we have the Creating Boundaries workshop and the Shadow Work workshop. So if you're interested in either one of those, you can visit littleshaman.org to go ahead and sign up, get some more information on that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by shamanspiritcenter.com and littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.